Well, good morning. Let's see. All right, I think that'll work. All right, so every year I put out these small plot variety trials for verticillium wilt that are on producer fields that have problems with the disease, so they're fairly hot fields. And then on our station land, in conjunction with our cotton breeder, Jane Deaver, we do a bacterial blight application where we can rate commercial entries. So starting with verticillium wilt, it's a soil-borne fungus that infects your roots early in the year, but you don't typically see a lot of symptom development until late in the year, certainly after bolls are starting to form. In our region, the last 10 days of August is usually when we start seeing a lot of wilt coming in. With your foliar symptoms there, you can see the chlorosis. It starts at the bottom of the plant, works up to the top. And then we get defoliation some years in September, depending on the weather conditions. So the three sites that I'm going to present today were Floydada, Plainview, and Ropesville. Plot size is two rows wide, 40-inch centers, 36-foot long, randomized complete block design with four replications. We take plant stand on both rows. We count the number of plants that are showing verticillium wilt symptoms on both rows. In mid-September, we pace our way through the plots at every pace, and we stop and we rate defoliation on one row, we rate it on the next row, we take another pace, and so in the end, we have 20 locations that we have rated on this 0 to 4 defoliation scale that we use. Basically, if there's no defoliation, that's a 0. If something in the bottom third of the plant is defoliated, that's a 1. The middle third would be a 2. If it's gone all the way to the top third, it's a 3. And if there's no leaves at all, it's a 4. This is our Floydada site. We had moderate verticillium wilt, but then we had very good defoliation as we got into September. One of the better performing new varieties at that site was Fibermax 2498 GLT. You can see a picture of one of the plots there. And then one of the poorer performing new varieties was Crop Genetics 9178 B3XF. And you can see it really defoliated. The bars on this graph are your yield. The black line is your wilt incidence, and that's the far axis for wilt incidence. And the dotted line is your defoliation. And again, that's the far axis for your defoliation scale. The wilt line is fairly low across all the varieties. It was 20 to 40% roughly. So I would call it moderate wilt. The defoliation line, however, was much higher. And as your yield declined, you saw the defoliation looked like it increased. And so some of your best varieties at this site were Fibermax 2322 GL, Fibermax 2498 GLT, NextGen 3500 XF, Fibermax 1911 GLT, NextGen 3640 XF, and Phytogen 320 W3FE. Ropesville, we had very good wilt as well as very good defoliation. And you can see one of the top performing new varieties there is NextGen 4792 XF next to, again, the Cropland Genetics 9178 B3XF. And again, as before, the bars are your yield. The solid line is your wilt incidence. The dotted line is your defoliation. And so you can see in this case, there's a lot more wilt. So it came in earlier at this case, I guess is my point. And then the defoliation was also quite good. The top varieties at this site were NextGen 4792 XF, Fibermax 1911 GLT, and then Fibermax 2334 GLT, and then an experimental line from Dynagrow Altex. Plainview, we had early and very strong wilt development, but not so much defoliation. This was a site that had to be replanted in early June and was the last one we harvested sometime in December. You can see NextGen 3500 XF there, one of the best varieties, and then Delta Pine 1612 B2XF, one of the poorer varieties at that site. And again, as before, your yield, you can see your wilt lines in some cases are even higher than defoliation, but certainly very, very high wilt levels at this site for that earlier measurement. Your best yielding varieties were the NextGen 3500 XF, NextGen 3640 XF, and a new one this year that we looked at, Delta Pine 1822 XF, and then your FiberMax 1830 JLT. Please note that the XF dicamba varieties, dicamba tolerant varieties, the XFs are far outperforming the B2 or the B3 XFs. And I found that very consistent. I do not know yet of a B2 or B3 XF variety that is anywhere near as good as the XF varieties. Okay, so the best overall performances when I do sort of combine all the data together and look at it as a whole. NextGen 4792 XFs were what I would call the A yield group, which is the best statistical yield group. That would also include NextGen 3500 XF, FiberMax 2334 GLT, NextGen 3640 XF, and FiberMax 2498 GLT. Now, I also do this group analysis for wilt ratings and defoliation because I'm always going to have the most confident if it does well in all these different groups. And you can see in general you are in the A or the B group for all the varieties except NextGen 3500 XF, which is the C group in terms of wilt ratings. And that's been the way that variety is, has been over the years, but it just seems to yield well in spite of getting some wilt symptoms. And then you can see the one or two locations that each of those varieties were looked at. All right, moving on to bacterial blight. So we grow a small plot trial every year on station. I keep some bacterial blight race 18 isolates on hand, and I will grow them up to 10 to the 8th in liquid culture. I'll dilute them to 10 to the 6th for the application and add this product Silwet L77 in the tank as we apply it at 50 gallons to the acre. The plots are typically rated about 14 days after application, and I'm simply counting, I'm actually pacing through a plot, about 10 paces through a plot, and every time I stop and look and rate on either side of the plot for incidence of blight. And I'm averaging those counts then. So this is us applying a nursery with the bacterial blight organism. We have a 4-row sprayer. We usually drive about 2.2 miles an hour to get that application target. And here are symptoms of bacterial blight that are very diagnostic. The wetting, water-soaking type symptoms, either running through the veins or the spots. This is results from Dr. Deaver's trial this year. We have a susceptible check with Delta Pine 1522 B2XF, which had a 97% incidence of blight. We have some BX experimental lines. We have two Delta Pine varieties, Delta Pine 1612 and 1614, which are the B ratings, so they were sort of partially susceptible. We have Phytogen 243, WRF is our partially resistant check. And then we have FiberMax 2484 B2 Flex as our resistant check. And then you see a whole host of new lines and breeding lines that are resistant. And I'll just sort of summarize of the BX experimental lines, which was Bayer Crop Science early in the year and probably BASF now, about half of them were susceptible and about half of them were resistant. If we look at the Monsanto material, we have two resistant experimental lines and we have three new varieties. The 1908 B3XF, the 1948 B3XF, and there was one more 19, I think. Anyway, 1909 XF. So Delta Pine has three new blight-resistant varieties. They had two experimental lines that were resistant. Then last year's entries from Delta Pine, 1820 B3XF, 1845 B3XF, those were both confirmed as resistant to blight. So if you look overall, and then the phytogen are at the far end, the PX varieties that are, or PX experimental lines, they're all resistant. So the future is pretty good here. If you look at all the new ones that will likely be coming up as varieties, a lot of resistant choices there. So I'm very pleased, very excited to see this. All right, so just summarizing, Monsanto had a lot of new resistant material. Phytogen were all resistant to bacterial blight in about 50% of what were the Bayer Crop Science entries at the start of the season were resistant to bacterial blight. And I also put this chart up. I've been mapping blight, the number of acres that are planted to blight susceptible varieties since 2005. And that's for Georgia in blue, Mississippi in green, Texas in red. About 2011, we saw a resurgence of bacterial blight in some southern states, and that coincided with a high percentage of acres being planted to susceptible varieties. That problem continued to increase through at least 2016, and you saw, again, a lot of varieties being planted that were susceptible to bacterial blight. But the last 2 years, we've seen a dramatic drop in blight incidence. You can see in Mississippi, which is your green line, 22% of the acres are all that were planted in blight-susceptible varieties. That is fantastic. And so I think we're turning the tide here. Everybody continue to remind the farmers the importance of blight-resistant varieties, but there's going to be a lot less inoculum out there if we continue these trends, and we should have very few problems if this continues. All right, I want to thank Texas Cotton State Support, who pays for my verticillium variety trials, the Plains Cotton Improvement Program, and this NEPA IPM project pay for the bacterial blight work. The companies who support this, AmeriCot, Bayer Crop Science, BASF, Cropland Genetics, Delta Pine, Dynagrow, Altex, and Phytogen for providing seed and allowing me to put such verticillium wilt pressure on their varieties. And then the growers, Ron Graves, Glenn Schur, and Clay Cowan, for helping us work in their fields.